You're with SBS Radio. Find more great stories in your language at sbs.com.au.
One in three of our Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander bubs experience ear and hearing troubles that can make it hard for them to listen, learn, and talk to others. Hearing Australia's Happy program offers free, safe, and simple hearing checks for kids under six or not yet attending full-time school. Give your kids happy ears today. Call Hearing Australia on 134 432 or visit hearing.com.au today.
Everyone has a story to tell, and this is the case for many Indigenous filmmakers from right across the nation. This year, for the Melbourne International Film Festival, there are several Indigenous stories from the world's oldest culture to share on screen. Coming up, you'll hear about two deadly films to screen at MIFF this year, Off Country and Finding Jeddah. I'm Kerry Lee Harding, and this is the NITV Podcast.
The film came about, actually, my co-director, Rhianne Skirving, she approached me this idea of a few years ago. And, you know, she was talking about students and at Geelong Grammar School. And, you know, and I was immediately interested because I think, you know, we don't often hear the voices of young Indigenous people.
You just heard there from John Harvey, the co-director of the film Off Country, which is due to screen at the Melbourne International Film Festival. And it can be tough for young people coming from remote and regional parts of Australia to travel thousands of kilometres to study at a private boarding school in another state.
Yeah, and you know how tough it is, like a lot of these young people, like, they're travelling interstate, thousands of kilometres away from family, you know, and coming from, you know, different country, warm country, hot country, down to Geelong, you know, and the cold winter, and, it's tough on the students and their families.
I asked John Harvey, how do the students really feel about going to boarding school thousands of kilometres away from home and being off country?
All of the students have, you know, they've applied to go there, and it's really been driven by them as well, and to attend the school. And some of them, you know, they've wanted it since they were really small because they've had cousins who have had that experience, and they've also wanted that experience. And I think, you know, for all of the excitement of going, it still can be a tough experience, as rewarding as well. And, you know, I think, you know, we kind of learn that through the film, just some of the challenges that the young people face.
When I was younger, I attended a private girls' school in Canberra, and I remember my first day back at school, and I felt like a little black duck out of water in a big white world, if you like. And at first, I felt it difficult to fit into the school, and I found it hard to fit into the culture associated with the school as well. I asked John if some of the students felt this way also.
Well, what you said before, Sis, the idea of being, you know, a little black duck in this white world, and that can be quite confronting, you know, and how, you know, some of the students talk about, you know, for them they have to kind of fade into that world, you know, which is hard, which is really hard to hear somebody talk like that. But we know that that's often the reality for Indigenous people. In this kind of mainstream world, you know, you have to kind of shape-shift into these different kind of personalities and way of being in the world as you walk through these different kind of environments, and often, you know, within a kind of predominantly non-Indigenous environment.
Do Due to the COVID-19 pandemic, there have been many changes to how those in lockdown approach their schooling. And for some of the boarders from Geelong Grammar, this meant students have had to travel back home during this time of the pandemic.
It's a completely different world, and people are coming from a completely different background. You know, it was interesting last year too, because with the whole COVID kind of shutdown of, you know, the school and stuff, some of the students went back. And I think it was, you know, it was a blessing because they got to spend time with their families. And but also it made, I guess, themselves and their families realise what they were missing out on as well. So it was, yeah, there was kind of an interesting sort of experience in that.
So, what has John learned from making this film off-country with these inspiring young people coming from all different remote parts of Australia to study at Geelong Grammar School in Victoria?
That these young people today, these young Indigenous people, I have to say, are way more articulate than I ever was at that age or am today. You know, I just feel so inspired by them. You know, they're so giving in this film, and just, you know, the way that their families and themselves and the school all open their doors, and just, you know, listening to young Indigenous people speak their truth, you know, and I feel so inspired by that. And, you know, I think about, you know, the path that's been created before them, and you know, that they'll continue keeping those home fires burning. You know, they're very, very smart, resilient, articulate, you know, and we've all got a good future, you know, because of our young people.
And what is it that John hopes audiences will take home from watching the film Off Country?
You know, I just hope that audiences, you know, connect with the young people in the film. You know, with the different young people in the film and their journeys. I think that's a really important thing. And I think through this film too, we learn how young Indigenous people, you know, that they are affected by the, you know, colonial policies of this country. You know, we learn that through learning about their families, learning about, you know, where they live, who they're living with, and what they want to learn about their people and culture. And, you know, it's easy to think that stuff has happened in the past and that these young people aren't affected by that. And I think, you know, I hope that audiences, you know, particularly non-Indigenous audiences, are able to connect with the young people that understand that link of where they come from and how they walk in this world.
You just heard there from John Harvey, the co-director of Off Country. And coming up next, we yarn about a new film, Finding Jeddah, with Tanith Glyn Maloney.
I'm Tanith Glyn Maloney. I'm from Central Australia. My people are the Cadige people from north of Alice Springs, and also the Luritja people from south of Alice Springs. The film is about the audition process of the feature film Jeddah, what it might have been like for the young women at St Mary's, because they, you know, the Chevelles went all over Australia and auditioned young women for the title role of Jeddah, and they actually came out here to Central Australia in 1954 and found Rosalie Cunoff Monks, who was Rosalie Cunoff then. And she was successful in her audition, and they went off and made the feature film. So it was kind of like just what it might look like, what it may have been like for the girls going through that process.
So how did the film come about, Finding Jeddah?
My nana actually auditioned for Jeddah. So I'd grown up my whole life sort of like hearing these stories about my nana auditioning, really wanting the role, but then not getting the role, and how different her life may have been, you know, in retrospect. So I'd always had, I'd sort of, you know, me and my cousin had sort of been talking about me writing a short film, and it's like, I wonder what, you know, like the audition process for Jeddah, I wonder what that would have been like for the girls. And then, you know, to have this sort of buddy film about these two girls auditioning, one wanting it, one not wanting it, one getting it, one being really disappointed, and will their friendship sort of carry on over into the, you know, into the future that we don't see in the film, of course. But yeah, it's just like one girl getting it and one girl not getting it.
So why did Tanith feel it was so important to share this story on screen?
I just think that it's a glimpse into a period of time in Central Australia that I've always found fascinating. My grandmother went to St Mary's with Rosalie at the same time. My nana had actually grown up institutionalised, whereas Rosalie had only come into St Mary's probably like a year, I think, beforehand. So she was, you know, she was new to being in the institution and stuff like that, as far as I know. So it was kind of like, yeah, just revisiting that institutionalised sort of world, but from an Aboriginal perspective, you know what I mean? Like, we've got the rabbit-proof fences and, you know, these sorts of things, but, yeah, I just wanted to tell what I think it might have been like had I been there at St Mary's in the 1950s.
So, what does Tanith want audience members to take home from watching the film Finding Jeddah?
I hope that they remember the loved ones that they grew up with, those childhood friendships that, you know, are so important when we're young. And at the end of the day, my film's not about St Mary's, it's not about the Chevelles, it's not about Jeddah. It's about two young girls who are best friends and that they're going to get through, you know, a trying time in their life and overcome it and remain friends. And that's what I hope people take away from it.
Well, that's about all for this episode of the NITV podcast series. Thank you to our guests today, John Harvey and Tanith Glyn Maloney. And for more of the NITV podcast or our story podcast, just go to where you get your podcasts from.
One in three of our Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander bubs experience ear and hearing troubles that can make it hard for them to listen, learn and talk to others. Hearing Australia's HAPPY program offers free, safe and simple hearing checks for kids under 6 or not yet attending full-time school. Give your kids HAPPY ears today. Call Hearing Australia on 134 432 or visit hearing.com.au today.
Want to hear more stories like this? Listen on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.